to Agent's Dossier, a Delta Green actual play series brought to you by 12 Sided Stories. And now your GM, Wes Otis.
Hey, this is Wes. This is Agent's Dossier, Episode 9. I've got some players with me. Let's start with Jay.
Hey, y'all. Jay Holtham here. This game, I am playing Parker Friedman Allen, codenamed Ocelot.
Hello, I am Pooja, and tonight I am playing Neha Singh, also known as Osprey.
All right, so the last time we got together...
Everything went smoothly and according to plan.
Went swimmingly. You guys decided to go to the Black Cod fishery and got warrants and everything else. They're not completely legal warrants, but they got you through the door. And you swiped a bunch of information off their computers right before they started shooting at you. You had cleared the room and suddenly automatic fire rained into the room towards you. And you ended up taking out, I believe, 2 or 3 guards. That's basically where we're at right now, is that situation. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about going down to find the chemical.
That's right.
Yeah, that's before more of them show up.
Right. You guys found out that there was some kind of chemical that they're processing or doing something with. They get nighttime deliveries of it. It's all very shady. We pick up with you guys... in this office, you're on the second floor. Once again, Jay's incredible rolling has gotten you into a situation where, like, literally, you didn't just fail your luck roll. You critically failed your luck roll.
I critically failed. I rolled a 100 on a luck roll.
Yeah.
That is, in this context, bad.
Right. So before we came on air, Jay was telling us about a D&D game where he rolled a 2.
That's right.
So I'm really hoping that tonight...
Here's hoping.
...that we'll get some of that magic going on.
Would be nice.
You know, his luck has been really good today.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We'll see what happens. What do you guys want to do? The alarms are going off. The flashbang grenades have settled down, and there doesn't seem to be anybody in the hallways. How do you proceed?
Well, one, I want to grab one of the machine guns from one of the guards who's down.
Oh, yeah, we had grabbed their rifles at the very end of the last one.
We did? Okay, so good. And then let's go downstairs. Let's try to make our way down to the basement.
You guys, as you're going downstairs, the situation has shifted really quickly from, hey, we're in a fishery doing our job, to guards and guns. All the regular workers have been ushered out and are no longer on the first floor. And you only see paramilitary type armed people. For some reason, they have on camouflage outfits and body armor. They are way overdressed for guarding a fishery.
Well, we've definitely figured out that this is no ordinary fishery.
No.
You also know that when you came in, they had said, well, we have 2 levels, you know, first and second floor. Osprey, you knew by talking to the creature in the woods, the former agents, that there's a basement that they're not talking about. So you guys come down the first flights of stairs to the main warehouse loading area. There's not even any scream or like, hey, you know, stop or whatever. Bullets just start flying. You guys are at the top of the stairs. There's guards running around a la GoldenEye. They're hiding behind different big pieces of equipment. Can you both make me a search roll?
Search roll? All right. Let's see how this goes.
I got a 33.
I got an 88.
Oh. And the magic eight ball says no.
I see nothing.
I see nothing.
You know, it's a really fun game when the quote-unquote highly functional alcoholic is the actual functional one.
Exactly.
So you're scanning around, and Ocelot, you're mainly focused on where you're seeing, you know, fire coming at you. And Osprey, you notice that there is a set of elevators in the corner of the building, and you're pretty sure they just go down. They're not set up to go upstairs, and they're large. It's like a service elevator. You're going to have to make your way over there. So instead of you guys doing a ton of rolls to fight off a bunch of guards, here's what we're going to do. I believe you both have dodge. What's your dodge at for both of you?
I don't actually have dodge.
You don't? You just have a 30, straight up 30.
I just have a 30 in dodge. Yep.
I have 50.
Okay. What we're going to do is I'm going to roll an attack for the guards, and then you guys are going to do your dodge or whatever, and then you're going to decide whether or not you're going to fire back or you're going to run, okay? I don't want to get bogged down with doing a ton of combat right now.
They're mooks.
They're mooks, exactly.
We'll save the good combat for horrific three merged body people.
Right. Holy shit.
Oh, boy.
Wes, why are you addicted to murderers right now?
Yeah, jeez, Wes.
I don't know if you can see it.
Oh, your dice love us. I was wrong.
Oh, thank you.
No, that's odd one.
Yeah. Oh, that's bad.
Oh, why are you holding them so it looks like 100 and I get real excited?
Oh, because I'm... There we go. It's odd one.
That's bad.
That's really bad.
Oh, boy.
So you guys are at the top of the stairs.
This was like the time I rolled my first 100 and thought it was a 1. Like, I thought I had critically succeeded.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, no, I rolled a not 1. That's really bad. So I'm going to roll a 6-sided die. 1, 2, 3 is Ocelot. 4, 5, 6 is Osprey. Osprey.
Woo-hoo. Wait, you get... Do you know which one is which?
You don't have to sound so excited about it.
I just want to make sure Wes knows which one is which.
Pooja.
Okay.
I wrote it down. You get tagged.
And I do feel bad. I'm just glad it's not me as well. I can feel complicated things, Pooja.
We contain multitudes.
All right. So they are firing submachine guns. That do, oof, okay, 1d10 points damage.
Whew. Oh my god, I really am gonna die right now.
Can she not dodge?
It's not one. It's a critical success.
No.
How many hit points do you have?
16.
Okay, you have 6 now.
Oh my god.
Wow.
I rolled a 10.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Wes.
Holy
Wes.
Wes.
Well.
Rude.
I know, really rude. Really
so rude.
See, it's hard because I want you guys to live, but I also enjoy the fun of just, like, mayhem. So.
I wish you were, like, you should just release a clip of you saying, like, mayhem, with your hands like that, because it's so perfectly encapsulates what's happening right now.
Oh, man.
So you get slugged hard. It's so bad that it just goes all the way through. You feel that it goes through, like, your shoulder or whatever. Yeah, so that was my turn. How do you guys want to get across to the elevator?
Safely?
I think that ceased to be an option.
Do we have to work in concert? Like, can I'll lay down some cover fire?
Sure. Probably should.
Yeah.
Work in concert, definitely.
I'll lay down cover fire and you run?
Sounds good, I guess. I'm not going to be much use in a...
Yeah, yeah.
Hand-to-hand for a while?
Yeah, you just got tagged real bad. I saw that.
You're covered in my blood. Yes, I would hope you have seen that. So, yeah, I'll make a run for it while he covers me.
So what we're going to do is, Jay, give me just a fire shot. What's your percentage to hit for firearms?
Firearms is 50. I also have heavy weapons.
Okay, so what weapon are you using?
I'm using their machine gun.
So that's just your firearms.
Okay,
cool. Yeah.
So that's a 50.
That's a 50. So what we're going to do, it can't be 100, but we're going to add 40% to, because he's suppressing fire, basically.
Yep. Suppressing fire.
Exactly. So we're going to add that to Osprey's dodge. So you're going to roll against your dodge, Osprey. That you have to get under 90.
I was like, what?
Do I roll?
Yes, you roll. Yeah.
So I roll and I got to get under a 50.
Correct.
You have got to be kidding me. This is a different set of dice, and that is an 81.
You know, I try, guys. I really do.
This one's not on you. This time, this is not on you.
I try so hard.
You try really hard.
It's okay, because I managed to get a 68 under.
Okay, good. Because if you had gotten over, I'm like, well, we're just going to have to start with new characters in episode 10.
It's like a real short episode this week, guys.
Yep. Everybody dies.
Everybody dies. Okay, so you make it over to the elevator and get inside of it. You're shielded completely. That leaves Ocelot out in the open. So I'm going to do another fire from the mooks and let's see what I get. All right. That time they missed, thankfully.
Whew. Thankfully.
So the fire goes all around. You don't have to do any dodging. Do you want to run across where they're firing, or are you going to stay?
Yeah, no, I'm following Osprey.
Yeah, we can just assume we did the same thing. It's that he lays down cover for me as I run. I lay down cover for him from the elevator while he runs through.
Well, luckily they did not hit. I know that that was incredibly simple combat that wasn't probably right, but it's light rules for a reason. So you make your way across and you guys hit the B button, which is the only one there to go to, and the doors close, and Osprey, you're breathing pretty hard. Blood is just gushing out. You guys need to do something to stop this bleeding.
What can I do here? Because I'm looking at my skills and they're first aid, but that's 10%.
Well, I'm going to say that you don't have to make a first aid roll to stop the bleeding. You just have to pack both the front and the back of her shoulder.
Give me your shirt.
Yes, definitely shirt or whatever.
So I'm just going to take a shirt. I'm going to take my knife out, rip it into strips, do a wadded bandage on either side, get him to help me like cinch it down, and then sling my arm. So we're going to assume that my left arm is in a sling close to my body, but the wound is packed and stopped bleeding.
Okay, cool. The doors open in the basement area, and it is a stereotypical industrial underground with huge pipes going along the side that make up the hallway and a concrete walkway in between. And there's a acrid, gross smell hanging in the air, kind of a mix of decayed fish and some unnatural chemical smell. And I forgot, and we'll do it right now real quick. Give me a sand check for the violence. So you both need to make sand checks for me.
You sons of goddamn bitches.
I rolled a 4 on that one.
Oh, okay, so you're okay. Go ahead.
A 75. Which is well over my sanity. So what happens now?
You have a choice. You can use one of your bonds. You can make a check mark for violence. Let's see how many points. It's not going to be a ton of points, but... And then you take 3 points, and you can either take them off your willpower or you take them off a connection that you have, one of your allies or whatever.
One of my bonds, right?
Right, one of your bonds.
I will take 3 points off of my mentor, Bob Copley.
Okay, he's a dick.
He's the one who was all like, violence is not the answer, and clearly... Violence is the answer.
Definitely, this is not a peace and love kind of universe we're going into here. You guys have been both shaken and stirred as you come off the elevator, and you're patched up with your sling. Pooja, as long as you're using a handgun, you are not at a disadvantage. But if you try to use that semi-automatic, you're going to be at a disadvantage.
Yeah, I got to brace it somehow.
How do you guys want to approach this? Because all you have are these steam pipes, you know, a little steam and the horrible smell. It's kind of dark with like the neon lights every once in a while buzzing.
Is there just one hallway forward, or is it like a thing where we're at like a T-junction?
It's a T-junction, left or right.
What do you say, Osprey?
Okay, so...
Do you want to make it a luck roll?
Yes.
So I'm going to roll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The side eye I'm giving you right now.
Sometimes it's good for players not to know that what they're walking into. So you take a right and you start to go down. You come around the corner and you see what looks to be like barracks. It opens up into a large room, the door is open, and there are a bunch of guys getting suited up in their guard uniforms and everything else as you're coming around the corner. You didn't make your luck roll. And they stop and look at you, and you look back at them. What do you guys do?
I order them to hit the deck. Are they armed?
Some of them are armed. Some of them are, like I said, mid-dress.
Yep, nope, you point the gun at them and say, drop your weapons, drop to the floor.
I am glad that you are so federal. I have already begun to shoot the ones who are armed.
Good call.
A couple of them drop their guns and the other ones are like, what the fuck are you doing? They turn in and start to shoot. Do you guys want to get around the corner? What do you want to do?
Do we have to go through this room to get down to the end of this hallway, or is this the end of the hallway?
This is the end of the hallway. You went to the barracks side, basically.
Got it. I'm going to shoot and back up.
Okay. So you guys back up and get around the hallway.
Well, I'm also shooting. I am shooting at them as we're backing up.
We are both shooting.
Yeah, we are shooting at them. Oh, okay. Yeah, no. Oh,
I didn't hear that part. Oh, okay. Yeah.
No.
Oh,
okay. I mean, he was being very federal and official. And
you were
like,
just shooting.
I was almost dead and was like, I don't trust these guys.
All right, so why don't you guys give me rolls?
Let's see if these dice like me better. Ugh, these dice do not like me much better because this is at least closer. That's a 54.
Well, it's at least suppressing fire, right?
It's at least suppressing fire, which is fine.
You get suppressing fire, I hit my targets. That's cool.
That's perfect.
The downside is I'm using a handgun.
It's not bad. It does 1d10.
Oh, okay.
So... And I'm confident that these mooks do not have a lot of hit points. Did you roll a one?
Two.
Well, you said they don't have a lot of hit points.
I used my crazy always gets me killed dice, too, which in retrospect, the logic there.
So you hit one of them, you graze one of them, you fire, and you duck around the corner. You hear them getting their stuff together and yelling at each other, you know, get them, whatever. What do you want to do?
Should have stolen some grenades off those other guys.
Yeah, we should have.
Well, you know what? I will be extremely nice and let you both roll a luck roll to see if you grabbed any grenades.
Under 50% is the luck
Under
roll.
50.
Nope. 81.
Whoa.
What'd you get?
I got a 31.
Excellent.
Huzzah!
Jay, roll a four-sided die, and that tells you how many grenades you have, a la Uncharted.
Four.
Awesome.
Nice.
So you got a bandolier of grenades.
Great. Well, I am definitely going to roll one back the way we just came.
Okay, no problem. You don't need to make a roll, because that seems kind of stupid.
It's a grenade.
It's a grenade in a small room in the basement. So. Yep. And their mooks, their AI is not very high. So roll your percentage die.
Do I want high or low?
Low.
Hey. Nope.
What'd you get?
For a second, I thought it was a 28, but it's a 78.
Okay, so you don't kill any of them outright, but you hurt a lot of them.
That's fine by me.
And it gives you enough chance to, you can either throw another one or you can run and get away.
Let's run and get away.
Okay, so you're running with your three grenades still intact, and you go down the left corridor this time.
That's right. We go the other way this time.
You come to a large double door. Now, no alarms are going off or anything down here, but after the double door, you notice that there are large windows on both sides, and behind those windows are labs. And there are a bunch of scientists, you know, they've got the coats on, doing different experiments. You see these tubes that are against the wall. There's probably five per room, and there's four rooms on both sides. And then at the very end of the hallway is another double door that is locked. So there are single doors to each of the labs on the side, and then there's a main door all the way down. The glass only goes to about waist high, so if you wanted to sneak, you could.
And each of the labs is separate. Like, we couldn't, like, go through one lab down to where the double door is.
They're all connected, but their own room. But they have doors in between each other.
Oh, doors, but no. Okay. So, yeah, let's try to sneak.
Okay. Are you trying to get to the end of the hallway? Or are you trying to get to it just in any one of these labs?
I say the end of the hallway. I mean, the what's behind the big doors is what we want to find out, I think.
Yeah, because we already have, like, I have the USB of information from upstairs, so more than more info off the computers, we're looking for, like, a sample or something we can take back.
Right. Yeah. So I want you guys to give me a stealth roll or sneak roll.
Or, you know, even more than something to take back, I'm looking for someone to shoot.
You guys get an advantage at this, so roll a second hundreds place. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I got a 17.
Excellent.
All zeros is good or
nope.
Bad?
Nope.
That's 100.
All right, so then I got a 30.
Okay.
Thank God for advantage. But I don't have stealth, so...
Do you have sneak? Is it sneak?
Well, stealth is you get a base 10%.
Yeah, I just have the 10%.
Uh-oh, so he failed.
Yeah. Damn it. Damn it.
Wait, you don't have dodge and you don't have stealth? What do they teach you over there?
Listen, I'm a cop. I'm supposed to wander in with a badge and people shut up and give me things. That's how it's supposed to work.
His stealth is oppression.
Exactly.
So you guys,
I'm a tool of the state. Come
you're
on.
A tool of the state. So you guys go. You're like, I'm going to say skittering because it's fun. You're skittering down. And on all fours underneath the windows.
On two legs, one arm.
And two legs and one arm. You're like making your way across. And your gun slides out of its holster because you forgot to clip it. And just lands and kind of makes this big noise. One of the scientists comes to one of the doors and opens it. He looks out. And you guys just happen to be right next to the door. He kind of looks out, and you're really still, and he doesn't see you, and he slowly shuts the door.
Woohoo!
I made a luck roll for you. You guys make it the rest of the way down to the large door. It is this big metal monstrosity, and it does have a key card code on it, like a little slot where you have to put the card in. You have two choices. You can try to get through this door, but you know that if you mess it up, it's going to set off alarms. Or you can go into one of these rooms and get a key card from one of these scientists.
Did that scientist look armed?
No, only with knowledge. He's armed with knowledge.
Knowledge is power, Wes.
That's right.
He might blind you. With science.
With science.
Anyway.
Okay, just gonna hand signal. It's like, make another noise.
Yeah, or just...
Gonna clonk him on the back of the head this time.
All right, I mean, we could try that. I mean, I figure, you know, we could also just grab him.
Clonk him on the back of the head. I'm gonna steal this key card. I don't wanna deal
okay,
with...
Okay, fine. All right. I'm gonna, elbow the wall or something from where we're hidden.
And I'm gonna go on, like, right next to the doorway, kind of in that same... So I can pistol whip him.
Okay. What are you going to use for your pistol whip? What is it, just melee, I believe?
Well, I've got melee weapons at 30.
So let's
And I have unarmed combat at 70, so maybe I should just...
Yeah, let's do an unarmed combat. Let's just say it's that. So he opens the door, looks around. Give me a roll.
That's a 57 under my 70.
He falls on the ground and you get the key card. Obviously, you pick a lab where there was only one scientist in there. When you look inside, you see the big green tubes. They're a little bit see-through, and you notice that there's something floating in each of them that's humanoid-ish in these big vats against the wall.
Just gonna not deal with that.
Nope.
Not right now, nope.
Mm-mm. Might blow this whole place up on the way out, though.
Probably.
Okay. So what do you want to do? You have your key card. You know that at some point the guards are going to show up. The ones that survive.
Yeah. Well, we're going through the door.
Yeah. A forward motion is the only motion.
All right. So you guys open the door, and This is a very large room. The ceiling's at the same height, but it's actually deeper than the rest of the complex. In the center of the room is a large circular machine at the bottom on the floor, and then at the top that has a light that's going between the two. There are scientists all around this machine at the bottom taking notes and everything else. There are some of those green tubes in here. There is a podium with a really large book sitting on top of it and a man reading from it in different garb. He's dressed in more of a cultish type garb. And between the top and the bottom of this machine that is shining light down is a large cube, a perfect cube, made of fused together skeletons, literally thousands of skeletons. The cube is probably maybe 50 feet by 50, pretty large. It's hard to tell. I need you to make sand checks because this is unnatural.
Yeah, this is all not good. Okay, all right, let's try these two down. Let's see how this goes.
Whew, 25 on the dice.
Whew, oh gosh. 11.
You guys are okay. You take a big breath. What do you guys want to do? They haven't noticed you yet. They're on the ground. You guys are about like maybe 50 feet up in the air. And there's a staircase on both sides that go down from the landing, basically. They're on the bottom of the ground going around this big machine. And then there's the dude with the big book that he's reading from. He's not saying anything. It's not like he's chanting or anything like that. But he is reading through the book. And this particular cube full of what looks to be human bones is giving off a eerie greenish glow. So how do you want to proceed?
What's happening with the tubes of green that are in here?
Thing, they look like they have some kind of creature. It's humanoid-ish. The tubes, you actually, if you follow the tubing up, because it's these big cylinders, the tubes go up into the main center thing where this cube is hooked up to. So it seems to either be sending some kind of energy to the cube or from the cube. You can't tell. It's above your pay grade.
And what, remind me, what is our job here exactly?
The first team was sent out to find out what was going on with this particular facility because they were getting chemicals and a bunch of other stuff that they shouldn't be getting. And it was believed that they were basically doing something that they weren't supposed to be doing, but you guys had no clue what. And then they sent the first group, and that group disappeared, and that piqued their interest even more. And so they sent you guys to find out what's going on. So technically, it's reconnaissance. You could, with a clean conscience,
GTFO.
Yeah, GTFO. Right now, just leave this here and tell them that you guys need like a strike force to go in, or you could try to deal with it yourselves.
Or we could split the difference, and I have 3 grenades.
True.
And I could pull the pin on one and chuck it, and then we run away.
Okay.
I would say 3. I'd say all 3 at this point.
Well, I figured they're in the bandolier. I just pull one, chuck the whole bandolier. All 3 will explode. Chuck all 3. Yeah, definitely throwing all 3 grenades. Probably at the cube. Just, no, well, cube. Throw it at the cube, and then we run away.
So, okay. That sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Yes.
But is there another way out of here?
There is an emergency exit on the other side. Or you go back the way that you came and deal with whatever guards are coming.
Okay, emergency exit it is. I mean, this is mostly lab scientists.
Right, no, these are not guards or anything like that.
Right. So we want to try to get to the emergency exit?
Mm-hmm.
And then chuck the grenade?
No. I feel like we use the cover of the,
Chuck grenade, then run for emergency exit? Works for me.
Okay, just so you know, just so I throw this out there, it will take you guys the cinematic time that it would take those grenades to explode. So if you miss the roll that I'm going to have you hit, you're not going to make it to the exit before the thing explodes, and you're going to get caught in whatever weirdness happens.
Okay.
Or you can run across the room and then chuck the grenades. I'm just letting you know that grenades go off in like 3 to 4 seconds after you pull those pins. They go off fast.
I will leave this one up to you. They are your grenades. You were the lucky one there. But I am apparently having a very chaotic kind of night. Not the big cinematic reveal.
You know what?
Also, I'm a chaos demon.
That is always true. But at this point, you know what? At this point, let's roll the dice. I mean,
all right. That's fine by me. Remember, you want to count to 3. 5 is right out. So you're up on the landing. You throw this bandolier after, and you start to run as fast as you can. You're counting in your brain, 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, as you're heading towards the emergency exit, which is basically a turbo lift elevator that just shoots people straight up into the outside. Let's make a roll. So I don't necessarily want this to be a straight up luck roll. I think like athletics or something would be a better way to go.
Good thing I did not take anything in athletics. That was a wise choice.
Well, let me see. I want to give you guys a chance to make it, so I'm not going to hamstring you, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's dodge, but you don't have that.
Well, shit, Jay.
Do you have survival?
No. Have you seen his rolls? He doesn't have survival.
Nope. No survival. Nope.
You know what?
Maybe we should retcon this and just go back to the door. I didn't realize you didn't have any of the...
What's your dex?
My dex is 60.
Let's go with dex for you.
Sure.
What's your best roll, Pooja? Athletics or dex?
Dex would be better than athletics for me.
Let's do dex with you. So we'll just do dex across the way. You guys are running, jumping.
Okay.
Stunned scientists are all around. Give me a roll.
Mm-hmm.
What did you get?
I got an 88.
I got a 78.
What's your dex, Pooja?
We're both at 60.
Well, let's see what happens.
Chaos demon!
Wow. All right, so...
We got it, so he gave us the choice.
Yeah. He gave us an out. We did not take it. We said no. We chose violence.
Every opportunity. Every fucking opportunity.
Woke up, so chose violence. That's what we did.
Oh boy. I can go to sleep tonight knowing that I gave you guys every opportunity.
Just, I mean, you told 2 people who work in the entertainment industry, well, you could do the cinematic thing,
exactly.
Or you could do the safe thing.
Just let me ask you something. What industry do I work in? I know my people. I know how it works.
Yep.
So there is a gigantic green and yellow mushroom cloud that comes up from this cube and blows straight up through the fishery. And if you were standing outside where you're supposed to be standing, you would have seen the entire facility drop about 50 feet into the ground and everything turn into ash and rubble. You wake up, you don't know how long you've been out, and you're in the woods, and you lift your hand up, and you see that you have too many fingers, and that's where we're going to end it.
Oh. Sorry, everybody.
I'm not sorry at all.
Well, these were fun characters. Can't wait to roll up some new ones.
Basically, yeah. So when we come back to the first group, you guys are going to have all new characters. That went really well for horrible reasons.
Okay. This is going to sound so bad, but I love that.
That was great.
I love it.
This is great.
I feel like a lot of times in these games, like a Call of Cthulhu based, like all these horror games, like you make it out by like the skin of your teeth. And really, we shouldn't.
Yep.
We should all die horrible deaths.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm perfectly willing to be that sacrifice.
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
Only thing I'm mad about is I never found out what happened with the sand demons.
Yep.
But that's okay. Don't tell me anything, because my next character is going to be my ex-girlfriend, Robin.
Okay. That's going to come up again.
That'll be fine. And, you know, I just love the fact that you guys started this game as kind of rivals, not really liking each other, then getting to know each other pretty well, and now you're fused together until someone shoots you. So
exactly. That's, you know,
that
together
works out
forever.
Really well.
It's okay. We can go protect your wife.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, who knows?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
That was good. I feel that was a very entertaining episode.
It was. Listen, we went hardcore 80s horror on it, and I like
yep.
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So thank you guys so much. And thank you to our Patreon backers for, you know, being supporters. We really appreciate it. We hope you've enjoyed the show. I definitely have. It is not the end of Agents Dossier. It is just the end of these two agents. They did their best, and they paid the cost, and
yep.
We will be making new characters for them to join in with Mac and Michelle's characters the next time we get together. Just real quick, guys, where can everybody find you? We'll start with Pooja first.
Hi, I am Pooja. You can find me on Twitter at LADaisyGirl. That's LADESI girl. And everywhere else as Forgotten Saves.
Hi, y'all. You can find me on the socials at Jay Holtham in all the usual places that you find things.
And you can find me at Plate Mail Games. Thank you again for listening, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.